Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
I really meant I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway. And that's a
cold shot, baby. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen, the purveyor of the twice-weekly cyber column, Mullings.com. I encourage you, as I've been doing now for about 17 years, to go there and check it out and read it, and read it and weep, or read it and laugh. Or if you're a Republican, you're going to like most of what he says. If you're a Democrat, you're gonna want to know what he's up to. Rich, thanks again for being with me. I'm having to modify my endorsements of you a little bit these days. No. Hey, Rich, healthcare. Let's talk about healthcare.
Yeah.
And you know, I know that you're critical of Mr. Trump, and a lot of times, rightfully so. But there's plenty of, you know, you could justify spending the rest of the year just focusing on the dysfunction of the Republicans in Congress.
Oh, without question, and I'm perfectly happy to wag my finger under their nose as well. Let me tell you a quick story. This is probably a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago. I've got a really good friend, member of Congress. I won't mention his name, but I mean, we go all the way back to when he was a state senator, and I went to do a fundraiser for him when he was first running for Congress, and that was very senior. And I said, you know, where is the replacement? Where is the bill? What? And he wrote back, and he said, this is before the presidential election. And he said, no, we've passed 24 different bills to repeal Obamacare. I said, well, it was never going to get it to the Senate floor because Harry Reid wouldn't let it on the Senate floor. That's number one. But B, I've been doing this a long time. If you guys are serious about this, you wouldn't just pass a bill that says, you know, repealing subsection 3A of public law 31-487 or whatever. And you would send every member out every weekend with a 5x8 index card with the talking points. You would have everybody on the Sunday shows doing the same thing. You get the Republican National Committee to run advertising in support of this stuff. I mean, we all know the steps you take when you're serious, and you people are not serious. And I said that a year and a half ago.
No.
And I could say it this morning.
They looked like the gang that can't shoot straight.
And people
who are on their side, Rich, are saying, why don't you guys have this ready already?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on their side to reform Obamacare. You and I disagree a little bit on the end game, but I mean, it certainly has to be a better way of doing it than what I can consider to be an unconstitutional taking the individual mandate. It's the old saying, be careful what you wish for, you may get it. And they wished for a completely power structure. They got it, and they don't know what to do with it.
There are three scenarios that I see, Rich, and two of them are not good for the country or Republicans. One scenario is that we get a bill, it passes, and it works. That's Santa Claus stuff. The second scenario is that we get a bill and it doesn't work, and the Republicans get skewered for that. The third scenario is that we get nothing, and the Republicans look like a bunch of dummies.
I think two out of three
things here are good.
Yeah, that's just like Woody Hayes used to say about a pass. Only three things could happen, and two are bad. I think most likely is the third, because rather than Republicans rallying around what appears to be a patchwork, and without getting too technical about the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, that we've all heard about so much over the last couple of days, I don't know what the Republicans in the House and the Senate were thinking they were going to get from the CBO, but I'm pretty sure they weren't thinking they were going to get what's called a score of 24 million people being thrown off the healthcare rolls.
Well, that number is troublesome, isn't though, Rich? I mean,
yeah,
there's a lot of the internals of that of those 24, that million people, that's not really an accurate way to present those, is it?
Well, yeah, it's an accurate way. Well, no, it's accurate if that's what you're.
Some of those people were never going to be insured. They were going to choose to spend their money elsewhere. It wasn't like we were going to throw people 24 million off. Those were just the people who, because of their age or whatever, they weren't going to choose to have policies.
No, that's not entirely true. The vast majority of that 24 million are because of the Medicaid expansion. And one of the problems I've always had with Obamacare was that they threw this stuff onto the states with a promise of the federal government helping to defray these additional costs. But that deferment was going to run out in 2020, and it was all going to land on the state. And so your individual taxes in Alabama, mine in Virginia, were going to skyrocket to pay for something that Obama wanted, 8 years earlier.
You know, Rich, about 2 or 3 years ago, I came up with a new hashtag God help us. I was hoping that in starting in 2017, with the Republicans in charge of all three houses, that I'd be able to retire that, but it looks like I can't. And it comes back to what I've said so many times before,
that
the Republicans,
on both sides, doesn't it?
Democrats, in the Olympic blood sport of politics, Republicans are just not as good as Democrats. Democrats stay on the reservation, Rich. You know that.
Well, they stay on the reservation, but in the end, you don't know what's going to happen when the cavalry comes riding over the hill. I mean, Democrats stayed behind President Obama, especially on Obamacare, and for the price of it, they lost the House, the Senate, 34 governorships, and over 1,000 House and Senate seats at the state level, so it didn't do much good.
We're going to continue this particular thought right after these messages. Don't forget, Mullings.com, that's how you find Rich and his twice-weekly cyber column. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.